Hi everyone, good afternoon sa inyong lahat. Welcome to our youth service. And I'm glad to share this time with you. And hopefully you are as well. Okay, kayo rin, you are enjoying the time that we have together today. And sino sa inyo nag-enjoy doon sa ating acting kanina? Yung mga nag-acting, okay, na-appreciate nyo ba yung mga ate kuya na nag-acting? Okay, kung hindi, pagpasensyahan nyo na lang sila. Okay. Pero lalo na si Norman. Okay, sino sa inyo natuwa kayo kay Kuya Norman? Kuya Norman, galing mo palang artista. Okay, so buti na lang tinawag ka ni God maging campus missionary. Okay, so sana, okay, bigyan pa tayo ng pagkakataon, i-share ni Kuya Norman yung talent niya in acting. Okay, nevertheless, okay, thank you guys for being here with us. I am Dean, isa pala ako sa campus missionaries. And if you're just here for the very first time, thank you for joining us. And thank you dun tinag ka nung kaibigan mo, nag-stay ka, nag-tune in ka. And we hope and pray that you would join us every Friday, 4:45 p.m. And to those of you who has been inviting your friends, your classmates, maraming salamat sa inyo because I believe you are doing them a favor so that they would also be able to hear from our word and from God. And we hope that you would be ministered to itong time na to that we have together. So we are in a series na ang title ay I Am. And in this series, we are talking about the great I Am, which is God. He is the great I Am. And I pray that just like me, when I'm studying before I preach, I thank God that He reveals Himself to me more and more. But also at the same time, my prayer is that you also would be able to hear from God and you would be able to know God more through the preaching of the Word. So would you rather comment your answers to this question before we continue? Ito yung question natin. Oh. Who is your best friend? Okay, sino yung best friend na talagang kilala mo? Describe him or her in one word. Okay, describe him or her in one word. Sige nga, comment nyo. I'd like to read these comments na meron dito. Okay, tignan natin kung kumusta yung ating mga kwentuhan dyan. Okay. Oh, nakita ko yung mga ano, sample daw. Okay, sorry, okay, hindi ko kayo masasamplean. Okay. So, sino yung best friend nyo? Meron ba tayo dyan? And ako, madami akong best friend, no? Nox, daming best friend. Okay, mga kaibigan ko. Okay, and how can I describe them? Kunyari, si Noel. Yan, kilala nyo si Noel. Okay, how can I describe him? Reliable. Yun, okay, reliable. Okay. So, ito, wag nyo lang itag, i-describe nyo rin sila. Isama nyo na yung katangian nila. Okay, itag nyo sila, tapos i-flatter nyo sila. Ayan, sabi ni Dylan. Ropere, si Charlie Roy, pogi siya, pogi. Oh, talagang ganun eh, no? Dalawang beses ko. Pogi siya, pogi. Okay. Si Charlie Roy. Sino pa ba? Okay, oh, meron dito, sabi ni Lilian, si Edmond Roma, kind. Naks, okay. Kind ba si Edmond? Oo nga, no? Kind si Edmond, no? Ngayon lang na-realize. Ito, sabi ni Norman, okay, yung ating best actor. Siyempre si Lady Divina, yun. I describe her as mother. Wow! Ang galing nag-isip! Ang galing-galing nag-isip! Okay. Sabi ni... Sino pa? Ang dami, oh. Okay, oh. Ito, gusto kong basahin to. Oh. Selfless, sabi ni Helen. Selfless daw yung best friend niyang si Giuliana, abogado. Oh, grabe. Alam niyo si Giuliana, lahat pinaglalaban yan kasi abogado siya. Hindi, joke lang, please. Okay. Meron pa ba tayo dyan? Sabi ni Jewel. Okay, si Neri, yung best friend niya, blessing daw yung kanyang description. Wow, blessing, grabe. Si Lilian, sabi niya si Jonah Fresco, best friend niya. Dalawa yung best friend mo, Jillian? Lilian? Ay, grabe, mag-decide ka na lang. Hindi, joke lang. Okay. Amazing daw na. So, dami nagko-comment, no? Sabi ni Liam Arshaga, okay, ito. Si Kyle Rojas daw yung best friend niya. Ang description niya, talkative. So hopefully that you're enjoying the time, okay, na comment lang kayo ng comment, okay, ng mga best friend niya, tapos i-flatter niyo sila, okay? Share the good news why these people are your best friends, okay? You can describe them in this kind of word. And you know what? Knowing people is something that is common to all of us, okay? We know people and we want to know them better, tama ba? And that's why they have become our friends. But also at the same time, tayo din, we want to be known, tama ba? We want to be known. We want to be, we want to introduce ourselves more to the people that we trust most. And this is what we call a relationship, okay? It's a relationship between human beings, okay? Like friends, like si Norman and Lady, mag-asawa. And these relationships matter in humanity. Matter to human beings. As we all know, na, di ba, yung common saying that no man is an island. Naniniwala ba kayo doon? O mukhang island. O mukha kang island. Okay, so, or mukhang island yung kaibigan mo. Okay? Pero, you know, no man is an island because life is designed that way. People. To have other people alongside with them. But besides having other people besides us, who authored relationships? I believe it is the one who authored life himself. It is God, the great I am. God is the author of relationships. And to read right now, in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, so hopefully you have your Bibles with you. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Okay, nandiyan na ba kayo? Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. All right. Pasahin natin. Okay. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. This might be a familiar verse to you, no? This usually pops up in Christmas preachings, lalo kung matagal ka ng Christian, di ba? Madalas to, it's the Christmas message when Jesus was born. But this is definitely not only a Christmas message. And this is definitely not just a message for December. But this is a message for all seasons. I know it's just June, but we're talking about the coming of a baby, of a baby named Jesus, who would be the savior of the world, which we all know na a Christmas story. But the Christmas story is not only a message of December, but it's an all seasons message. It's a message of God showing himself to us. And it's a message of God revealing himself to us when he assured us that he is with us. Emmanuel. Emmanuel is not exactly a name. Okay, bakit ganun? Jesus pangalan niya, pero he is called Emmanuel. Emmanuel is not exactly a name. Mary was instructed by God, he should be called Jesus. But Jesus would take on the role, his very nature, as Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. That we could call him and we could trust him. Who is God, as God, who is with his people, his own creation. But let's go back to the original verse where this was mentioned. Kasi ito, prophecy yung binabanggit, okay, nung angel that appeared to Joseph when he was about to divorce Mary. Parang feeling ko Christmas message nga siya, no? Okay, kahit ako ganun yung feeling, no? An angel who was talking to Joseph, the soon-to-be husband of Mary. Okay, ito yung sinabi ng angel. This is a prophecy from the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14. And it says there that therefore the Lord himself would give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. So, now, this is the prophecy from years and hundreds of years ago na ngayon binabanggit in Matthew chapter 1 by the angel to Joseph that Jesus is truly coming through Mary and who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, is coming. Therefore, the Lord has given a sign from long ago that at this moment, the prophet Isaiah, in his book, in the book of Isaiah, it was a continuous pattern of bad news and good news. Bad news wherein there will be judgment on Israel who is rebellious and sinful and rejects God. But after that, God will make his judgment and will purify his people because there is a good news. There is a good news of hope, and this is one part of the good news. That God would soon enough has warned his people that because of their rebellion, a nation called Assyria and a nation called Babylon will succeed in overtaking or taking captive of Israel. But they should not lose hope because God will surely come and send his own son and will come to us and show us that truly God is with his people, that he is Emmanuel, God with us. And this time, balik tayo dun sa Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, that Jesus' birth came. But when, at the time of Jesus, okay, kung kanina sa time ni Isaiah, okay, they are going to be under the captivity o slavery, pero pagkakasakop rather of Assyria and Babylon. Ito naman, itong time ni Jesus, yung Israel is under the Roman Empire. So pagkakasakop pa rin ng mga dayuhan, and they were under an abusive authoritative leadership of the Roman Empire. Namu-problema sila, surely. Kasi hindi sila malaya. May ibang naniniraan sa bansa nila, at hindi lang yun. Okay, may mga tao that who are abusing them of their power, and they are not free people anymore. And imagine that they are not only under captivity for years. Imagine for 400 years before this time when Jesus is about to be born, no prophet, no angel, and no message from God even came. It's as if God was so silent na parang iniwan na sila ni God. Parang iniwan na sila ni God. Ever felt that time that this best friend or may isang friend, okay, na parang nawala. Nitong nag-quarantine lang, hindi na ako naalala. Alam mo yun, dati lagi kayong magka-chat. Tapos ngayon, nag-quarantine lang, hindi ka na naalala. Lalo na kung crush mo yun, di ba? Yes, yes, crush. Tapos, alam mo yung feeling na ginost? Yun! Parang iniwan ka. Tapos bumalik, no? After 3 months of quarantine, sabi, ay, hindi kita ginost. Nag-charge lang ako for 3 months. Wow, nag-charge ng phone for 3 months, kaya di na nag-reply. But for the feeling that what if that best friend that you commented a while ago, hindi na nagparamdam sa'yo? Or kung yung taong, may taong importante sa'yo, hindi na nagparamdam sa'yo, what would you feel? How would you feel? We would all agree that we would feel left out. We probably would feel alone. We, human beings, who are so used to relationships, and we know relationships are important, and these people in our lives na importante sa atin, left us, hindi na nakikipag-usap, hindi na nag-chat, hindi na ako niyayaya, hindi na ako kinakausap. At hindi lang yun, no? Hindi na ako naaalala. We feel left out and alone. This is a fraction of what Israel was feeling, because if you think about it, they were not just left out by best friends. They felt like they have been left out by God himself, because for 400 years hindi nagsasalita si God, hindi nagpapadala ng mensahe ng angel, ng prophet. Pero ngayon, God has made a decision to send Jesus, his own son, Emmanuel, God with us. And I hope we see that God truly is with us. When this time came, God with us, Emmanuel, what does that mean? It's the nature of God. Because God authored relationships, because God invented relationships, God within himself is a relationship. You know what happened? Is that God, in his nature, values relationship. God values us, his people. God values Israel. God values us today, Christians. God values his relationship with us, his own family. And not only Emmanuel, God with us, means the nature of God, that he authored relationships, and relationships are important to him. We are important to him. The role of this is the role of Jesus Christ because he needed to be with us. He needed to be with us and he wanted to be with us because he wanted to know, because God wanted to know that he truly cares for us. Have you ever had felt that time that people would say to you, or some people had said to you, nandito lang ako lagi para sa'yo. Pero on the time of need, ba't nawawala? Oh, wala akong pinapatamaan, ha? Walang ganun sa inyo. Okay? Pero I think we all have experienced that time in our lives wherein we felt that that person didn't want to be with us anymore. And not only that person, okay, is not there at a time of need. But you know what? This is a crucial time of need in humanity. That's why God had to come. Dumating siya. And because he loves us and his relationship with us is so important, him coming, Jesus coming, the Emmanuel God with us coming, is an assurance that he is truly with us. Because for a long time, people only knew God from afar. Israelites only knew God from afar. It was God up there and us down here. And sometimes it's us like that, thinking, si God, mataas siya, ako nandito lang. In fact, pag nagpe-pray ako, hindi ko alam kung naririnig ako ni God. Okay? Hindi ko alam kung naririnig ako ni God. O butiki lang yung nakakarinig sa kisame. Kasi ang taas-taas mo, Lord, parang di kita kayang abutin. But you know what God did? He came down on earth. Jesus came down on earth to truly tell us that he is true, he is real, and he is here. On the other hand, di ba, may iba, hindi naman nafe-feel left out siguro, no? Siguro life is good. Life is good. Some of you do not feel left out. You have friends. You're not alone. You have people to talk to. In fact, every night nagzo-zoom ka. Okay, every night may ka-ML ka. Okay, kasama mo lagi yung kaibigan mo. You don't feel alone at all. Life is going pretty well for you. But have you ever had that time wherein nung cellphone, nung may kasama ka, okay, or kung magkasama kayo ng kaibigan mo, tapos siya cellphone ng cellphone, eh di sana hindi na tayo pumunta dito sa coffee shop o sana hindi na tayo nag-McDo o Jollibee. Eh kasi cellphone ka lang din naman ng cellphone. Anong feeling? Ignored. Left out. Na-feel nyo na ba yun? Or probably yun tayo. Think about it. O baka yun tayo. Yung dito sa bahay, dahil okay naman, may pagkain naman, provided naman, maayos naman, so wala tayong ibang ginawa kundi siguro yung iba, oh, cellphone ng cellphone. Okay. Series ng series, nood ng nood. To a point na nakakalimutan na natin, kailangan ko palang kausapin yung mga magulang ko na nagpo-provide sa akin. What do you think they would feel at that moment when it seems like we have taken for granted yung mga providers natin? They might feel that you don't care about them anymore. We don't care about them anymore. They might feel ignored. Do you know that this is sometimes what we do? When our life is so good, we left God. We ignored God. Because life is so good. I don't feel alone. I have a good life. I don't think I need God anymore. Or hindi naman sa ganun, no? Parang sasabihin lang natin na, nandyan pala si God. Or nakalimutan na natin si God. Kasi sobrang sarap naman ng buhay natin. Masaya na tayo and all. So think about it. Relationship is so important. The God who is here. Years ago, more than 10 years ago, my dad had to leave Philippines and work for years in Canada. He was an OFW at one time in his life. There was a time in my life kung saan parang alam yung feeling na hindi nalilimutan mo na yung itsura niya. Hindi yung face, syempre, pero yung how he looks like on the flesh or yung pag nakaharap. Kasi lagi lang namin nakikita sa cellphone, sa Skype. Skype pa nga yung gamit nung nakausap namin siya. And he was far. Okay? We love our dad. He is working and sacrificing his life for us. But he was far. We only get to talk to him a few minutes or hours when he's not in work. And for years, he was far from us. And it's because of his sacrifice and his love for us but that it came to a time, okay, na he planned to go home already. Alam namin uuwi siya, pero hindi namin alam kung kailan. And yes, for probably 4 years, okay, we felt that he was far from us and we missed him, okay. But his presence, okay, online was not the same, okay. His presence on screen, hindi the same of how we see him, okay, face to face. Dumating yung time na isang araw, okay, pagkagising ko, nag-aalmusal ako sa lamesa namin. Alam mo yung, di ba, pagka umaga, pag tulala ka, pag-aalmusal ka, nakaganyan ka lang yun. Nasa masubo ka. Nag-aalmusal ako. Tapos bubukas yung pinto. Tapos nakita ko, yung daddy ko, nandyan na. So, nandyan na yung dad ko. And it was so real to me. You know what I did? Totoo pala yung dad ko. Okay, ito na yung totoo. Kitang-kita ko na. He was really, it wasn't on screen anymore. And besides that, he was here. He was home. He was with me. He was with us. Such a great time kasi hindi na screen, iba na yung screen eh. Iba na yung face to face. Kitang-kita ko na siya right before my eyes. His very presence. And I had an experience to hug him again. And you know what? That is only, I believe, a fraction of what God wants us to feel and to understand that He is truly with us. Jesus, when He came here on earth, is the assurance that una sa lahat, God is true. God is true. Totoo si God. Totoo si God. His promises, it's true. The prophecy, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, it was true. He truly came. Dumating siya. Alala ko yung promise ng dad ko, uwi siya. It was true. Dumating siya. It was a surprise. Dumating siya. But that was my dad. Imagine God, a faithful promise keeper. He is true. Totoo siya. God would fulfill His promises. And also, God with us. God is with us. Emmanuel, Jesus is the assurance that God is real. God is real. Totoo siya. There are many evidences in history that speaks of His existence. And even historians use the Bible for historical references. Andito ako sa point ngayon na pag nag-YouTube ako, hinahanap ko yung mga places where Jesus has walked. Okay, meron akong pinapanood na parang mini YouTube series of where Jesus walked. The stories in the Bible, where did that happen in Israel? It's very exciting. Jesus was real. You know why it's real? Kasi even when He resurrected, it was real. Back then, okay, pagka masasabing you have testified rightly is kung may dalawa na witnesses. But for Jesus' case, it was more than 500 people who saw Him resurrect from the dead. When Jesus resurrected from the dead, did you know that that was the ultimate evidence that He is truly God? Totoo si Jesus. God is real. God with us. Jesus, Emmanuel, assures us that He is here. God is here. Remember what Hebrews chapter 13 says, that He will never leave us nor forsake us. Hindi lang sinulat sa Hebrews yun. Originally sinulat yun in the Old Testament, in the book of Deuteronomy, but He will never leave us nor forsake. And I think you have heard that already. God would never leave you nor forsake you because God is here. God is here. Jesus is the assurance that God is here. The last verses I want to read to you, the true enough that this is God, Emmanuel, with us, Jesus. Isaiah 43 verses 1 to 2 gives us an assurance, security of God being with us. That, but now, thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by my name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. You know why? Because God said, I will be with you. I believe this is the promise of God who is with us. The one who is true, the one who is real, the one who is here. In problems and struggles, temptations and all, He is here. And even if life is good, there's no lack, there's provision, there's everything that I need. God is still true, real, and here. Would you respond in coming to Him? Would you respond in praying to God? You know how close God is to us? Because in Christ, the Holy Spirit is within you. Grabe ka close si God, no? Not just with you, but God chose to live in us through the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit. He lives in us. God is so close with us because He lives in us through the Holy Spirit. That's why let me pray for all of you right now. Can we pray? Pag-pray ko yung mga feeling alone, feeling left out. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray that those who feel that they are alone, feeling left out, especially what this quarantine did to some of us na wala na kaming kasama or hindi na namin nakakasama yung mga kaibigan namin and all. Some of us has been buried, drowning with worries and fear and all, and we feel like parang wala na talaga kaming kasama. Thank you, God, that you are with them. This is your nature. You are with us. You are with us. We are never alone. We felt alone, but we are never and we were never alone. And this is a message I pray that has spoken to your people, to your children, that they can come to you. They can pray. You listen. And you speak to them. I hope that this message spoke to them, God, so that they would understand, Lord, that you are with them. They are never alone. You are always with them. You, Emmanuel, are real, true, and here. Let your presence be felt in their lives. Embrace them and secure them of your love in Jesus' name. Let me pray for those of you who feel like you have left God. It's okay to admit that. I believe where you are right now is a safe place. Your own victory group is a safe place. Kung aaminin mo yun sa kanila, I feel like I've left God. I feel like I was too busy with my own things that I do, with my own pleasure. I think life was too good to me and nakalimutan ko magpasalamat kay God. Let me pray for you, Father. I pray for those who admittedly they have left you, God. Walked away or hindi lang walk away. Some of them, hindi naman nila intentionally they have walked away, but they just have ignored you, forgotten about you. But I pray, God, to thank you because you have never forgotten us. You have never forgotten them. You are still with them, God. And continue to make them feel, Lord, that in highs and lows, you are with them. Lord, we commit that we pray to you, that we give our lives to you, that we commit our lives and our time to you. Thank you, God, that you are with us always. And we pray that you would be able to enjoy our relationship with you, which you authored and which you have given to us, God, a privilege of being part of your family. We are part of your family. God with us has brought us near to himself and to you. We are never alone. We have a family in you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.